Welcome back to the Build Your First Microsoft BI Solution with SQL Server 2008 R2. In this presentation, Peter's going to drill down on the data mining functionality and analysis services and talk about the various APIs and programming models that are available for developing custom applications.
Thanks, Roger. So, very brief, actually. There's not a lot to say. When we take a look at the diagram here for data mining, when building client applications, we have two libraries that we can reference in our projects, managed libraries, so ADOMD.net and AMO. So ADOMD.net is multidimensional, which seems a bit odd for data mining, but that's what's used to communicate with analysis services databases. So we can use that to connect and query data mining structures and models. And AMO, the analysis management objects, allow us to embed or interact with the management features. If it's processing the models or even defining them programmatically, we could do so. And some applications might choose to create session mining models that just for the purpose of a particular activity in your application, you create a session mining model, process it on the server, consume the results, and it disappears when the session disconnects. And that's certainly possible. On the server side, it's possible to go ahead and extend the capability of analysis services with your own third-party algorithms. This is pretty advanced. Mm-hmm. It already ships with 9, you know, comprehensive algorithms, so you'd really need to know what you're doing, but it's always a possibility that if you have that background, perhaps it's a marketing opportunity as well, is that you could produce an algorithm that nobody has, and then you could plug that into the data mining engine. The discussion here about the APIs then just summarizes what I've said. So analysis management objects allow you to develop management applications to administer objects, security, processing, and so on. ADOMD.net, an extension of ADO.net, allows you to connect to the database and retrieve and manipulate data.
I think it's important, though, to state here that even though we're using a multi-dimensional data access API to query the mining model, that the mining model can target both multi-dimensional and relational sources, even flat files, right?
Well, this is true in the sense of processing the model.
Right.
The concept of querying the model, you would use ADOMD.net. So the mechanism used to connect via a data source
data
is actually quite different to these object libraries.
Right.
And so then we can talk about server ADOMD.net by saying, well, if you're not happy with the DMX functionality, go ahead, write your own.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to the story with MDX, we can use server ADOMD.net to extend the functionality of DMX and write stored procedures to extend the capabilities of the server. Embedding data mining into applications, so to create this class of intelligent applications, some examples here is you might help validation or repair user entry. That if we've trained a model that knows what good, healthy data looks like, we can take user input and compare it and then request a probable likelihood that this is happening. And according to some threshold, if it doesn't meet it, you can start to inspect it, or perhaps behind the scenes, you could flag the data that it needs to be reviewed by somebody. Integrating predictions into e-commerce applications, so targeted advertising could adapt to the current user that's logged in. And in e-commerce applications where you're purchasing, that whatever's added to the shopping cart or that you're browsing, we could use useful suggestions to prompt other purchases. In addition to this, we can embed custom visualizations into Windows Forms applications. And this is very, very easy, actually, because they're already provided by SQL Server in an assembly. You just reference it, add the control to your toolbox, add the control to your Windows Form, and then point it at a database and a model within that database, and away you go. So the same visualizations you have in the development and management environments with BIDS and SQL Server Management Studio can be embedded directly into your own Windows Forms applications. Extending data mining capabilities, so I've already mentioned you can write and develop your own .NET Store procedures to enhance DMX. You can enhance the data mining tools within Visual Studio, and you can develop plug-in algorithms and viewers. And that pretty much brings us to the end of this topic.
Fantastic. So we hope that you'll go out there and at least learn the basics of how to build your first data mining model and some of the demos and hands-on labs that we've provided as part of the training course, and start to think about some of the possibilities of integrating data mining functionality into your own custom application. Thanks a lot, Peter.